Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed Live, back here in LA. I'm Jenny Taft here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, Skip. How you doing?
I would like to congratulate Dallas on finally winning another Super Bowl. You know, they did.
No, they did.
Well, the Chiefs were the Dallas Texans originally, and Lamar Hunt finally said, I can't compete with the Cowboys, so I got to move the Texans to Kansas City. So congratulations, Dallas. You won a Super Bowl.
Only a handful of people.
Not bad.
You and I,
No, there's a big handful in Dallas who know that
one. Way to go. All right, guys. The Chiefs are champions for the first time in 50 years, thanks to an incredible fourth quarter comeback by Patrick Mahomes and company to beat the 49ers 31-20. Mahomes threw two TDs in the fourth, and KC became the first team to win after trailing by double digits three times in the same postseason. So, Shannon, what happened last night?
Mahomes boy happened when they absolutely had to make plays. He made plays. He's special. And Skip, we know what type of arm talent that the kid has, but it was his ability early on to get out of danger with his legs. And we've seen this the previous two playoff games, Skip. He was the leading rusher, over 50 yards in both of those games. And what we're starting to see is that, and he was throwing caution to the wind because he took some direct shots. I don't know if he takes those shots, Skip, during the regular season, but he says, you know what? This is the Super Bowl. I got 5-6 months to heal up. I'm throwing caution to the wind, and I'm going for it. And I think it caught the 49ers off guard, Skip, because they kept losing contain. And not only was he getting outside and getting yards with his legs, we know what he's capable of doing throwing the ball. And I thought that's what really caught them off guard is because his ability to throw off the wrong foot. And they was like, okay, we can't come up. Okay, he gets the first down scrambling. We come up, now he's hitting Sammy Watkins, now he's hitting Tyreek, now he's hitting Kelsey. And we know he can throw the ball over your head. So I thought he was unbelievable in great adversity. And I remind you, this is only his second full year of starting. He's down in the divisional round by 24. He's down in the championship game by 10. He's down in a Super Bowl. Now, we grade kudos to I know another guy that is already like a 4 or 5-time Super Bowl champ was down by 10 points in the fourth quarter. And somebody he praised and adulation, and to this day, he'll show highlights of that. I'm not going to call the guy's name. I'm giving my time.
4 or 5 times. He's won 6 Super Bowls.
But
get it right. Yeah, at least give him his credit.
No, I'm saying at the time.
Oh.
I'm saying at the time, yes, we know.
When is it my turn?
It's going to be your turn in a few minutes. But, Skip, look. And I think the thing what happened with the 49ers is that they got comfortable because normally when they get a lead, they can shut you down. They have an outstanding defense. They can run you out of the building. But we know 20 points was not going to be enough. We've seen Patrick Mahomes in those starts, he's only scored less than 23 once. Mm. So if you thought 20 was going to be enough against him in that dynamic offense, you were sadly mistaken. But you got to have help. Because you're already up 20-10, so you got to do something foolish in order to let the Chiefs get back in the ball game. Skip, when they got that second interception, it was 20-10. Next two drives, they had 8 plays. 5 of them was passing plays. Skip, that's not what they do. I would have thought Kyle Shanahan would have learned his lesson. That's not who they are. Even if you stop me, Skip, at what I do best, I can live with that result. I'm a pitcher, I 100 miles an hour fastball. If you hit 100 mile an hour fastball out of the park, I can live with that. I'm not throwing your slider. I'm not throwing your changeup. And I believe the 49ers got away from what they do best, but Patrick Mahomes was at his absolute best in the fourth quarter.
So, first point of order from this side of the desk. You are today disqualified.
No, you are disqualified
from gloating about Mahomes boy because in Miami, the great Shannon Sharp, Hall of Fame tight end, flipped his pick to the 49ers.
That is.
The great Shannon Sharp picked Jimmy Garoppolo to be the MVP of yesterday's Super Bowl. Am I right, Jenny Taft?
I am happy you are bringing
you.
This up.
Thank you. Boom, boom, boom. So you are, it's over. You can't even utter his name the rest of the show.
Oh, no, that's what he's doing.
It is over. You can't say,
can't
it's
it.
My homeboy.
Yeah.
He does what he does. He does. No. You sold him out. You jumped his ship. You were all aboard 49ers because you played for the great Mike Shanahan, father of Kyle.
I let my heart get in the way of my head.
Okay. Thank you. Now it's my turn.
Thank you.
So speaking of Kyle Shanahan, he has now been involved in two Super Bowls, one as obviously the coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, and last night as the head coach and coordinator and play caller for the San Francisco 49ers. And now Kyle Shanahan will be remembered for blowing two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Not one, but he blew two Super Bowls in most people's eyes. A lot of players and coaches, as you well know, Mr. Sharp, that they never even get to participate in a single Super Bowl. So now Kyle will become known for the two Super Bowls he was in, having what appeared to be insurmountable leads in both games.
Yes.
Position A, gaming the palm of your hand in both Super Bowls and failing to do what needed to get done to close two deals. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be hypocrite about this because I told you, and this is a week ago we talked about it, I did not condemn Kyle for the Atlanta Super Bowl collapse because what had happened the night before in that game, the night before you were there at the NFL Honors, mm-hmm. and Matt Ryan, you had predicted it because you had inside information. Matt Ryan was named the MVP of the league that year.
He was.
So I did not have a huge problem with putting the game in the hands of the NFL MVP to try to close the deal after Tom Brady and Bill Belichick had roared back from 28-3 down. And again, in that game, it took Matt Ryan taking a dumb sack and then one of those incredibly unfortunate holding penalties. That's what it took to derail the final drive that looked like it was going to cash and close the deal.
Correct.
On the New England Patriots. So I'm going to give him a slight pass for the first one, but I'm giving him no pass for last night. That game is on the head of Kyle Shanahan, and you alluded to it. But the 49ers were clearly, to me, the better football team, all-around better football team. And at the crucial moment as we entered the fourth quarter, that game was San Francisco's to lose. Mm-hmm. They were in control in every way, shape, and form because what did we start to see? I predicted yesterday, Friday, right here on Fox and Fox Sports 1, that your homeboy would throw two picks, and he had mid-third quarter, early fourth quarter, two picks because he was struggling against a really good defense and a really good scheme and a really good pass rush that was starting to get to him. And he was pressing, and he was trying to do a little bit too much, and he had thrown two picks that were pretty bad because he was having, by his already legendary standards, a pretty lousy night.
Right.
In fact, at that point, it looked like it was going to be an abysmal night because he had only 10 points and we're going into the fourth quarter. And all of a sudden, the second interception leads to first and 10, San Francisco at its 20-yard line. And again, what do the 49ers do best?
They run the football.
They just rip and slash you running the football. It's creative. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's a lot of sleight of hand. It's a lot of motion and misdirection. It's sis, boom, ma. It's here, there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that kid, Debo, whoo! Is he not maybe the new beast mode of receivers?
He was unbelievable.
Hey, he was unbelievable for three quarters, because through three quarters, this team had 109 yards rushing through three quarters.
Right.
That'll work,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So clearly, the blueprint by which Mike Shanahan led your two Bronco teams to Super Bowls was Terrell Davis down your throat, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So what happened at that moment? They give it to Mostert on first down, and the great Troy Aikman, live on Fox, had this to say, if we could hear this.
Hey, we all know what's happening right now. Kyle Shanahan is going to run this ball right down their throat if they let him.
Garoppolo keeps, pass is caught on a sliding grab by Kittle.
Okay, so right on schedule, he's going to let Jimmy G throw it. And you made the point, the reason you picked Jimmy G to be the MVP is they're just going to play action. People are going to be running free all over the place because they're going to obviously try to stack the box to subdue or at least slow down that run game. Mm-hmm. And people are going to be open. I thought Jimmy G from the start last night was not very accurate. No. Even that was not a very accurate ball.
They showed it. And when he throws the ball, he's like, like it got stuck in his hand. I'm like, dude, all you got to do is just hit Kittle.
Just
give him
let
a chance.
It go.
Yes.
He's like pulling the string. He's trying to get too fine with it, right?
Yes.
Okay, but that one worked. Mm-hmm. But then it's more Jimmy G. He's going to throw it, and he's going to throw it. And I'm saying, what are you doing? Because clearly, if you get Debo back involved, sometimes it's jet sweep. Sometimes it's just like a toss reverse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Just let him run the ball some.
Right.
At least get him a couple of touches in the fourth quarter. He does not touch the ball the rest of the way. Mostert touched the ball, ran the ball four times in the fourth quarter, and clearly they just got away from what got them there.
Right.
It's the old Texas expression, you dance with who brung you.
Right.
Well, he started dancing with Jimmy G.
Right.
And I started thinking about
but Shannon. Jimmy G looked good.
Okay, yeah, right.
The one that brought him there didn't look
okay,
good.
Okay, but what was the big theme of Super Bowl week? They're defending Jimmy G.
Right.
He got us here. He's a Super Bowl quarterback. I was wondering if Kyle might have watched our show on Fox, which was 11 Eastern yesterday.
Right.
He might have been in his hotel room watching Shannon Sharpe say, I got Jimmy G for MVP. And maybe, I think that would, seriously, I'm not kidding about this. I think that would have impact on Kyle Shanahan. Like, you know what?
No, Skip. Yeah. Look, because Mike could have easily said, you know what? I have John Elway. He suffered these three debilitating losses.
Yep.
Let me show that he's still
good. He could have.
Yeah. No.
No.
We're going to hand that ball to TD
okay.
30 times.
Okay. I'm going to remind everybody against Green Bay, while they're running for 285 and literally running Green Bay off the field, Jimmy Garoppolo was allowed to throw eight total passes.
Yes.
And only two passes in the second half.
Thank you.
Last night, he threw 31 balls. You can't do that. What are you doing? You're trying to prove a point. You're trying to show your offensive genius. You're trying to show, I don't know exactly what you're trying to show, because the driving force is either Mostert or Debo.
Right.
And if you don't get the ball in their hands to close the game out, you're going to have a problem.
But Skip, a lot of time people will say, well, I don't look at the 49ers, Skip, as just running the football to wind the clock down. That's also their best way to get a first down.
Okay.
Because we've seen this. We've seen them against Green Bay. We've seen them against Minnesota. 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-12. Run the ball and get first downs. This is who you are. You're the second best rushing team in football.
Thank
you. Not the second best passing team in football.
Thank you. And what had we already seen in the first half from Jimmy G? That was an ugly duck of an interception.
I told
right?
you. I said, look, he going to get you opportunity to get one or two. The question is, will you come down with him? Now, he's going to give you that opportunity.
That was hard not to come down with, because that was like intended for the other sure. team.
For him,
right?
It was intended for Breland.
Right, for Breland. Okay, so now that's the guy you're going to put the game in his hands. You're probably going to lose. So here comes Mahomes and company, and all of a sudden they start to click, mm-hmm. And they get it all the way down to the crucial 3rd-and-15 play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be the quote-unquote signature play of the night.
Yes.
And yet, I'm going to make the case that this play in history is going to be almost as overrated as the 27-yard touchdown pass by Patrick Mahomes that quote-unquote beat the Tennessee Titans, in which no Titan even tried to tackle him on the play.
Right.
So could we see the 3rd-and-15 play? This is crucial. This is going to make or break play. So DeForest Buckner, 6'7", gets he stunts and gets opened around the loop, looping around the edge.
Right.
Okay, so Mahomes can't really step into the throw. He's got to kind of sidearm it right. without much on the ball.
Right.
And you can ask my wife, Ernestine, because for the first time ever, I let her watch a Super Bowl with me because I told her I don't really have a dog in this fight.
Right.
I don't have the Cowboys. I don't have the Patriots. It's big, but it's not. I'm not going to be really rooting that hard either way.
Right. Okay.
So she watched the whole game with me. And you can ask her what I said. As soon as the ball left Mahomes' hands, I said third interception because it Seriously. Looked like it was a flutter throw. It looked like it was up for grabs. And it had punt quality to it.
Because
to
you said I caught it. You see, Tyreek like a punt.
Tyreek stops, turns completely back toward Mahomes and catches it like a punt. Did he fair? Did he wave? He might have waved, right?
He did.
And I'm saying, how did he get that wide open? So when I see the replay, I see the Chiefs are playing three deep. It's cover three. It's just
49ers.
I'm sorry, the 49ers are playing three. It's just like it's a third, a third, a third. You got three guys back with a third of the field.
Right.
Except Emmanuel Mosley, who's in his second year, undrafted out of Tennessee, has the outside third.
Right.
But he breaks on Sammy going on an underneath route.
Right.
And you can't break it. You got the zone.
Right.
And you leave it wide open, and Jimmy Ward can't get there fast enough playing center field.
Skip, what happened was, if you remember, they ran the same formation but to the other side against the Patriots.
All right.
What they do is that they put Tyreek in the slot. Now, if you remember, he lined up on the right side of the slot against the Patriots, and he raced all the way across the field. Right. He faced him up and took off.
He did.
Now, see, they thought he was going to do the same thing. They thought he was going to go all the way across the field. The three-deep safety, the whole safety, peels and knows that I got to get on my horses because he's going to beat me across the field.
But this is more that post-corner sort of.
Right, but he doesn't know he's going to run the post-corner.
Yeah.
All he's thinking is far cross.
All right.
So he's got to get on his horse because he knows Tyreek can run. So if you look at if you can see the all 22 skip, he bails because he's like, there's no way I can let him go across the field.
Huh. Yep.
And when you see what he's doing, Skip? He's already about to get on his horse.
So
it's too late.
So if Mahomes can step into it and let it loose, I think it's a touchdown.
It's
like a wide open, like a walk-in.
Yes.
Well, except he never walks in. It would be a sprint-in touchdown, right?
Well, he's going to probably, he likes to piece everybody out because he knows you're not going to catch him once he gets his hand on the ball. But that was an unbelievable throw because, like you said, he's under heavy duress. And third and fifth, Skip, third.
It's impossible. This is the game. If you miss this, I don't think you're going to be able to come back.
You're not going for it. You're not going for it on fourth and 15 at that area of the field. Now, the stat they showed the win percentage of the 49ers on third and 15. There's like 77%.
Yep.
Wow.
All I got to do is skip and give Mahomes credit. That was a great play call. That was an unbelievable play call. But, Skip, I thought what happened with Kyle Shanahan, I didn't see the same creativity in the first half that I saw in the second half. You see how it was, Debo, they came out the first play of the game, Debo.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
you did see creativity.
I did see it in the first half. I mean, it was all over the place. I was like, wow, look at this. Debo with the ball. They throw the ball, they swing it out to Debo. They hand it to Mostert. And then the second half, I'm like, well, where's that?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay.
So they put him on the move, Skip. You remember in the first half, they put Jimmy G on the move.
Some.
They play fake and they roll him out. Why are you dropping him straight back?
Maybe because Atlanta's hanging over your psyche. Maybe you're starting to just close up, and maybe you're starting to choke a little bit as a play caller can, where you're just getting a little blind with what you do. You're getting too arch conservative because you're thinking, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to win it.
Here we go again. And Skip, I thought it was very telling in the first half. They stopped him on third down, and he didn't call timeout.
Yep.
They punted the ball, and they got the ball back with a minute.
By the way, did you see his GM up
John
in the
Lynch
box?
Call timeout.
Do we have that by chance? John Lynch up in the box. And Fox caught this, and it was very telling. Here it is.
It's good they caught it.
Yep. Time out. Ooh. Not happy. That's his boss.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't know if he's Kyle's boss. I think Kyle's his boss. Kyle brought him along.
He's supposed to be in charge, right?
Right. And so that told me a lot. But Skip, I thought for the first time they let him play in the Super Bowl. I think there's only one controversial call, maybe the pass interference on Kittle. But other than that, Skip, there were not a whole lot of...
And Kyle almost got away with no timeouts because of that play.
Right.
And again, I also ran into on Saturday the great Mike Pereira, who's up in the booth last night, and we had this same discussion about the Rudolph play at the end of your Vikings at Saints game.
Right.
And again, was it pass interference or not?
Exact same play.
Again, you live this role, but to me, there's some let them play going on. But his point was the rule is the rule, and it's very explicit. If you extend, and also you have to watch the body language of the DB.
Right.
And if they whiplash, if they are pushed back, then it's just clearly, it's pass interference, offensive pass interference.
Correct.
Now, my point on that play was, I don't think Kittle needed to push off to catch the ball.
I said the exact same thing.
And that was the one great throw Garoppolo made, and that was a big time throw.
It was a big time throw. And remember, Skip, when it happened, I was like, Kyle Rudolph gained an advantage. First of all, he's already 6'6", 260, and he's trying to be defended by a 5'10", 5'11 guy.
He was.
You can clearly see that P.J. Williams, he was separated from him, and he threw him off balance. That was the same play. Now, look, I agree you're going to let him play, but if that's pass interference, what they called on Kittle, that was also pass interference.
Okay. Well, it is. You would have to say, wait a second, which is which? I was barely okay with this one, but it was a huge call because that's 3 points. It's going to be 6 seconds left, 100%. And you're going to be close.
He went down to like the 15 yard line.
You might even have time for one shot at the end zone.
Not with him. Maybe a more experienced quarterback.
Maybe
but Skip,
right.
The thing is that, look, we talked about momentum in a playoff game. The question was, when San Francisco had the momentum, how much separation could they put between them and the Chiefs? They can only get 10 points because you know Kansas City is going to get the momentum. Remember the divisional game? The Texans could only get 24 points of separation.
Yep.
They come around, they get 51.
Right.
The Titans can only get 17-7.
Okay.
They come around and go 21 straight.
Which brings me back to Kyle also on that opening drive of the second half. They got it down to 4th-and-2. And remember, Andy Reid had gone for it on 4th-and-1 with that little spin shift play.
Yeah.
Remember, it was slick.
The old whirly bird, option they used to run back in the day. Jay, that before your time was Skip, remember?
That was 1949 Rose Bowl is where that came from. That's what Eric Bieniemy said. We stole it from the Rose Bowl, except they didn't do the spin shift
right
on it. But the point was, it worked.
Right.
Yeah.
And it got the first, didn't get the touchdown, but got a first
down.
And Andy, who's not known for going for it, went for it.
Yeah.
Kyle gets to 4th-and-2, and it's going to be sort of chip shot. Well, if you are up against Patrick Mahomes, maybe you should just go for the throat, right?
And a lot of times, Skip, that's what teams normally do when you play such a high-powered offense. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen them, Skip, go get 28 points in under 10 minutes.
Yep.
We've seen them. So to say, okay, they're down 21-10 at the start of the fourth.
Yep.
Is that a whole lot? If they can go get 28 in 10 minutes, mm-hmm. you best believe they can make up 10 points in 15 minutes.
Yep.
So, and I think Andy was thinking, this is not going to be enough. Huh. Kicking field goals is not going to beat this team. Let's keep them under the gun.
Okay.
And he did a great job of that because, like you said, this is not normally Andy's M.O.
No. Nope.
Especially in a situation like this. But he's like, you know what? He got Mahomes. And if you remember, Skip, when they got it down there, the first play they ran was what? They threw it. Because he says, I got Mahomes. That's what we do. We throw the ball.
Yep.
Now, they ran it a lot better than that. Even you thought they could run it. I know I didn't think they could run the football like they run it. Now, even if you take that last 38-yarder, the John Riggins play, guy lost contain, they hit the head on the goalpost. Mm-hmm. But I thought they ran the ball fairly well, but Mahomes was the difference. Now, minus those 15 yards that he took in kneel downs, Skip, he was 6 for 44,
mm-hmm.
which is unbelievable. You said he can't run. Talking about he run 4.8, I can't tell.
Mm. He runs 4.8.
No, he turned the turbos on him last night, though, Jaden.
He is the one quarterback this year who actually gained weight through the season. He's a big kid now. He's stout.
Yeah, of course.
He's got good pocket feet.
Right.
He's got good sort of escapability. He can't, he chugs when he gets going. But
well, he ain't put no moves on him, except on Rashad Evans. He still got that old head fake.
Yep.
But you saw him, Skip. He'd have had a first down last night, but he took that direct shot. Can't take too many of those. Because he took some big hits last night, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Super Bowl. You throw all caution out the window. You're like, okay, I don't care. Because I got five. I'm not going to even pick up a football until, April, May? So I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That kid, 21 straight. And we've seen this, Skip. We've seen him go. Touchdown, 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 touchdown. We've seen him go touchdown, 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 field goal.
And by the way, I got to give him his props. He made one good throw last night to Sammy Watkins on Richard Sherman.
Mm.
And Sammy Watkins took an inside release, and Richard let him go.
No. You know why? Because normally, guy releases inside, he's not running a go. They know Sammy Watkins like to run that dagger out, like 12, 14, yep. and break it across. You see, Sherman was trying to... He was going to try and jump it. He got inside. So, okay, I'm going to pick you if you run this route.
Once Sammy Watkins gets a step on Richard Sherman at this age, he is not going to catch him.
Because you see, even when Sammy goes inside, Richard is in the trail. He jumps even farther inside because he's anticipating him running that dagger out.
So Kyle Shanahan had one last hurrah, and he got Emmanuel Sanders one step on two DBs, and Jimmy G threw it 5 yards too far. Too far. This is it. This is all you got. This is your last hurrah. This is going to save your reputation and your game.
It's a touchdown.
And it's a touchdown, but you got to drop it right down the chimney. You got to pull an Eli, and he just threw it 5 yards too far. And that, my friends, was that.
And there it was. Yeah.
All would have been forgiven. Skip, as bad as he played, all would have been forgiven had he made that play.
Of course.
That would have wiped it all out.
But this game had everything. And the week for us in Miami with the live audience, I mean, it really was such a great experience overall.
Thank you to everyone who came out.
Yes, it was unbelievable.
How great was that? The support and the broadcast last night. Well done, everyone at Fox. We could get there. That was impressive as well. No mercy. The Chiefs are champions for the first time in 50 years, thanks to an incredible fourth quarter comeback by Patrick Mahomes and company to beat the 49ers 31-20. Up by 10 points late, Kyle Shanahan's Niners watched Mahomes throw two TDs in the fourth, and KC became the first team to win after trailing by double digits three times in the same postseason. I'm now joined by Super Bowl champ and Fox College Football analyst Reggie Bush. Good to have you this morning.
I'm good. Oh. That was Super Bowl for everybody.
What a game.
It'd be a great and crazy.
better than Kyle Shanahan's was.
Yeah, we had a great time in Miami. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan may be having a tough morning. Mm. When you think of that game and Kyle Shanahan, did he blow another Super Bowl?
I think he did. I think this is 100% on Kyle Shanahan because we praise him. When the team plays well, we praised him last year when Jimmy G went down and all the quarterbacks came in and played well. We praised him when they beat the brakes off the Green Bay Packers this year twice to get to this point. Mm-hmm. And so he must hold this L because this is on him. And I mean, you up two scores in the fourth quarter and you get an interception
And you got the ball
and you find a way to lose the game. You know what I mean? So I believe that football can be very stressful already. Just in itself, it's a very stressful, can be a very difficult game. But there are a few times where you will find yourself on the biggest stage in the most high-pressured situation, and the game plan will never be more simple. Hmm. Run the football to win the game. Mm-hmm. They average 6.4 yards in the game running the ball, right? So that to me, that's saying a lot, right? The Chiefs were not doing a great job at stopping the run and slowing down this run. And Shanahan knows better because this is the DNA of the 49ers, right? It's run, play action, and defense. And I would even go a step further and say this is the culture and DNA that he was raised in.
It was.
Because all those teams I watched when you guys were playing with the Denver Broncos, the offense alignment, it was zone left, zone right. They were cut blocking all the D linemen. TD was putting his foot in the ground and getting up the field.
Yep.
That's the DNA of this football team, and I believe that he outthought himself. I wasn't sure if that was a word. But I believe that he outthought himself in that fourth quarter because that's really what it came down to. To me, that's where the game was lost because they lost steam. And again, when you get a turnover in the fourth quarter, and the probability of winning has to be 99%. And somehow they found a way to lose this game. So I put this one on Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, he has to take accountability on this one, Skip. You're up 20-0. You get an interception. 20-10. You get an interception to start the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And your next two drives, five of the plays are pass plays. Mm-hmm. That's not who you are. Yeah. Skip, we went through this. Remember the second half? They were up 28-3 over the Patriots. And the team that's down by 25 runs the football the same amount of time as the team that's up by 25. Mm. Where they do that at? In a situation like this, Skip, I'm not saying you're not trying to run out the clock. is what you do best.
Yeah, exactly.
If I can see, Skip, if you're a throwing team, and maybe like you said, okay, you want to give Kyle because Matt Ryan had won the MVP. You had Julio, you Taylor Gabriel. Yeah. You were throwing the ball all over the yard. Okay, I get that.
That's different.
I do get that. And I told you, I defended him. I know it was awful, 28-3.
Right.
But still, he had just been named the night before the MVP of the league.
And you could say, well, running the football is really not what we do. That's really not who
not
we are. But in this situation, this is who you are. This
Correct.
Is what you are. And now you go, all of a sudden, you go, you are 5 of the 8 plays, you throw the ball?
Yeah.
What? You will never, it's hard to get an opportunity, Skip, to get, like Reggie said, you get to the Super Bowl, it's very hard. You got to navigate some landmines. Because think about it, your chief, they had to deal with the injury to Mahomes. So there ain't no assurances that you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You get there. Man, if we can just get a lead, we get to the fourth quarter. You get to the fourth quarter.
Mm.
You're the second best running team in football.
Yep.
You're up by 2 scores. And you say, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to show y'all why we're Jimmy G. Remember how we've been defending all year long?
Yeah.
We're going to show you why we're defending him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I'm a firm. Look, Patrick Mahomes had to be great in the fourth quarter, and he was that interception took place. But the mark of any great team, whether you're offensively or defensively based, can you get done what you need to get done? And the 49ers, and we gave them credit all year long, Skip, about that pass rush, but when they needed to get off the field on third down, they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
When they needed to get a stop, they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, okay, Shannon Sharpe said, you're historically great already. He says, okay, let me show you.
Mm.
Boom, 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 game, set, match.
Mm.
But Kyle got to wear this hat.
Mm.
He got to wear it. He could wear a lot of hats, Skip. We, like Reggie said, we gave a lot of credit from 4-12 to all of a sudden in the Super Bowl. You see what happened? The 49ers were going nowhere. He and John Lynch turned this around. Okay, you turned it around. I'm going to give you credit for turning it around.
Mm.
But I'm going to give this blame to you for taking this L.
So you watched Kyle Shanahan grow up.
I did,
right?
Since he was 10.
Wow. 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I don't know him. You know him some. You know his father a lot.
I do.
Seems like a really good guy, Kyle Shanahan. He's great with the media.
Mm-hmm.
Great last week. He seems always forthcoming and open and accessible. But unfortunately, this is the biggest game on earth, so to speak. This is the Super Bowl, and you've got to play in one, and you've got
America.
To play in three in North America. I got it. And you're lucky if you ever get to one.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle has gotten to 2, and his legacy now is he has blown 2 insurmountable Super Bowl leads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thought they were insurmountable.
Well, they sure looked like what, right?
Considering the way they were playing until they got the lead.
So I fought for Kyle when we did this discussion 2 weeks ago about the Atlanta loss, 28-3 up, because you dance with who brung you. You dance with Matt.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's the MVP. You got Julio and Sanu and Taylor. You got all these weapons, and that's who you are. And if Matt Ryan had not taken a dumb sack, because that's dumb.
Yes, he knows better.
And then they had an unfortunate holding call that knocked them out of field goal range and forced them to punt the ball back to Brady, and that's when the ceiling fell in.
Right.
But the point was, that's not so bad. I'm not going to condemn you for that one, but I am condemning you for last night because you had run for 109 yards through 3 quarters.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes was unraveling right before your very eyes. And I know how much you love him, but that was god-awful what was happening.
That was one of his worst games.
He had, for three quarters, he looked very average, very pedestrian.
Well, then he went abysmal in the third quarter. Mid-30, throws the first interception because they're struggling. They're playing a really good defense with a hellacious pass rush.
Yep.
And he's having to look through it and fight through it because you got 2 6-foot-8 guys coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Nick Bosa coming. You got people coming. D Ford's flying. And it's starting to get to him psychologically, and he's starting to try to force the issue, and you can't force it. So he forces the first throw mid-third quarter, and Fred Warner cuts underneath and picks it off, and it was just a bad idea.
Bad throw,
It was just a bad throw. And then early in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure he tries a no-look pass to Tyreek, and he throws it behind him, and he tips it up into an interception. And that's when I thought,
I thought the game was over.
That's it, man.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Ball game, right?
It was ball game.
So all of a sudden, you're 1st and 10 at your 20, and if we could hear the great Troy Aikman on Fox, because he spoke right to my heart.
He said it. He called it.
There's the no look behind Todd.
Hey, we all know what's happening right now. Kyle Shanahan is going to run this ball right down their throat if they let him.
Garoppolo keeps. Pass is caught on a sliding grab by Kittle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
right on schedule.
So even he is saying, run the football.
Run the football. And I'm thinking game over. Right. And that throw was a little low. Kittle had to go scoop it up. Okay. And here we went again with another throw. And then another throw. And Mostert touches the ball four times in the fourth quarter. And Deebo Samuel, who has turned into a monster of a runner.
Beast. Right.
A beast. He's the new beast mode of receivers. Am I right?
Yeah, he is.
My goodness. And you got to get the football in his hands in the fourth quarter. He doesn't touch the ball in the fourth quarter. So all of a sudden, you have decided, right on cue with Troy's commentary, oh, you're going to put the ball in Jimmy G's hand, Jimmy Interception's hand? What happened in the first half? It was a close game only because Jimmy threw a dying quail of an interception.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was that? And Jimmy G had been off all night. Every throw he'd made except one to Kittle that was offensive pass interference, that was a sweet throw.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Every other throw was a little over here, a little over there. As Shannon and I talked about, he's pressing. It's the Super Bowl. He's getting a little too fine. He's trying to guide it in. And the ball's starting to flutter and duck on him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And now you've got it first and 10 at your 20, and you can run the clock because the 49ers, I mean, the Chiefs have been very good at controlling the clock, shockingly to me, because they had ball control most of the game. Well, now it's your turn. You had 285 rushing yards against the Packers, and Jimmy G threw it two times in the second half. Did it not work?
Yes. Yeah. What drove you crazy, Skip? You said the Tennessee Titans got a lead. And then all of a sudden, you want to see if Ryan Tannehill can go head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes. Okay, you got to lead 20-10. And now you want to see if Jimmy G can go head-to-head with my homeboy?
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Really?
Skip, look here. If you're going to say I got conservative, I can come back and tell you, say, this is our offense. This is what we do. We run the football from a lot of different formations, a lot of different sets. But we run the football. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at the stats right here, and Mahomes throwing the ball 13 more times than they ran it. Nobody's shocked by that.
No.
But to look at this and to say Jimmy G threw the ball 9 more times than they ran it?
Yeah. He threw it 31 times.
Man, come on.
What are you doing?
Yeah. No, that's not who you are.
So, my man, yesterday we had a show on Fox at 11 Eastern, and I am convinced, because he picked Jimmy G to be the MVP last night, I'm convinced that Kyle Shanahan was watching in his hotel room and said, you know what? That's a good idea. I like it. Watch this. Because that would polish your genius if you could turn Jimmy G into the MVP, right?
Deebo Samuel was going to be the MVP.
I know.
If they could have kept this going, because Deebo was playing unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were,
force.
He showed up.
The jab sweeps, they get to swinging the ball to him, but then all of a sudden, added a little something to the recipe, the dish that didn't need to be there, and now all of a sudden you got to throw the whole dish out.
This one's going to hurt 49er fans.
Can you imagine,
Coach Shanahan?
You get to the Super Bowl, okay, we lose one, like, okay, we lost it like this. Can you? I guarantee you, that would be the what Kyle did would be the equivalent if the Seahawks got back to the Super Bowl again, and on the 1 yard line they threw another pass.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it that way.
You like?
Oh.
You like, man? You don't get about it.
Wow. Patrick Mahomes had thrown two picks and no TDs heading into the fourth, but with the Chiefs trailing by 10 and just over 8 minutes left, Mahomes engineered three scoring drives and KC scored 21 consecutive points. Mahomes, at 24 years, 138 days old, became the youngest player to win both an MVP and a Super Bowl title, and he was the youngest QB to be named Super Bowl MVP. So, Reggie, did Mahomes deserve the MVP?
I think he did, because, for one, without Patrick Mahomes, they don't win that football game.
Sure.
The only other person I would even consider is probably Damian Williams, because I think he played lights out. Every time he touched the football, he was a factor. Even catching the ball to the backfield, he made a couple moves in that game where I was like, That kind of reminded me of myself, the way he was just...
Really?
Yeah, the way he was putting his foot in the ground and making guys miss.
Especially on the sideline.
Falling all over the ground, especially on the sideline. I was impressed with Damian Williams, and I thought he did great, but Patrick Mahomes was a true champion in this game. We knew at some point in time it was going to come down to Jimmy G versus Patrick Mahomes. We didn't know at what point in the game it was going to happen, and it ended up happening in the fourth quarter on the biggest stage. One guy is up on a two-score lead, on a comfortable lead, Another guy just threw an interception in the fourth quarter and is staring defeat in the face. And that is the sign of a true champion. Anytime you can will your team back to win a football game. And then as I'm watching the game, too, I came across a stat that four times they had come back from double-digit deficits. Wow. Two of those were in the playoffs. Mm. And so as I read that stat, I think it was before the fourth quarter, and they were up two scores, I said, oh, okay. Let's see what's about to happen here, because if they do end up winning this football game, this is going to be an amazing run, an amazing comeback led by a great quarterback. So I do think Patrick Mahomes deserved to win that MVP in that game. Hmm.
Reggie, I don't know if you saw this stat, but I know a quarterback that had been 0-7 or maybe 0-8 when trailing by double digits. Mm. But that ain't none of my business.
He don't play for the team with a star on it.
I don't know.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm lost.
There's a guy.
You make these cryptic references. You're the Tom Brady of undisputed.
Yes, well, there's a guy that wants a contract that he's probably going to get franchised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because clearly you weren't talking about Tom Brady.
No, Skip, look. In the words of Tim Tebow, you remember, Skip, that that Thursday night game with the Jets? They were playing the Jets. And Tim Tebow says, nobody touches this ball but me. Mm. Nobody gets the MVP but my homeboy. Mm-hmm. Damian Williams played unbelievable, but he didn't run them back into the game. You do realize that, right, Skip? He didn't run them back into the game. My homeboys had to be great. Reminds me, I know another guy that won the Super Bowl MVP after throwing an interception late in the ball game, Jenny, and then came on and had one of the historically great fourth quarters. Mm. You remember that, Skip? Against the Legion of Boom?
Name him.
No, I ain't name him. Nope, I don't do that.
I got to talk to the camera. We're talking about Tom Brady for 124 yards in the fourth quarter against the Legion of Boom. Two touchdowns, and they won it with another clutch late. Next question.
That's what he did. And what did my homeboys do? Against the San Francisco 49ers, the number two defense in football. Yep. Patrick Mahomes went and got him 21 straight.
Yep.
And you talking about he don't deserve the MVP after that performance?
I haven't spoken yet.
Look, everybody, for the most part, a lot of people thought this was over. After he threw that interception, Skip, they're already down two scores with the 49ers, the way they're running the football. And, Reggie, you said we knew this was going to come down to Jimmy Garoppolo versus Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, if Kansas City makes it come down to that, I'm not going to do it on my own.
Right.
I'm definitely not going to take the ball out of those running backs' hand, Debo hand, and hand it to Jimmy G and say, Jimmy, I want you to go head-to-head with Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
There are very few quarterbacks, Skip, that can go toe-to-toe with this young man. Yeah. Jimmy G definitely isn't one of those, but there's no other person that could have got that MVP. Other than my homeboy.
Mm. I am so disappointed in my man Reggie Bush this morning because he did not defend the faith of the running back.
I love the running backs, but
give him credit.
This is my thing. Hold on, I want to cut you off. But because without Damian Williams, I still think they can win that game.
Yes.
Without Patrick Mahomes, they cannot win that football game.
Fair.
I believe Damian Williams got robbed of an MVP that he deserved because he starred in the shadows of Mahomeboy. Patrick Mahomes Jordan, as I call him, because he's already the Michael Jordan of this NFL.
As a matter of fact, he had a Jordan with Jordan 3 years into the league.
Damian Williams had more wire-to-wire impact in this game, in which I remind you, somehow, Kansas City controlled the clock in this game.
Yeah.
So they kept...
This is bizarre, but
they actually kept the Niners' running game off the field, if you can get that through your head.
Yeah.
It was 33-27 in clock minutes in favor of Damian Williams' team. Damian Williams did more with less than Patrick Mahomes did, because I got to tell you, by Patrick Mahomes' legendary standards, he still had a bad night.
He did.
My favorite stat, QBR. He had a grand total of 62 on a scale of 0 to 100, Mr. Sharp. That was the lowest QBR of any quarterback who's ever won the Super Bowl MVP. Mm. So it was an, I'll give you average at best night for an MVP. Really?
How many of those quarterbacks that won the MVP that were down by 10 points in the fourth quarter?
Well, let's see about what Damian Williams did. Let's see what happened because... He ran seven times for first downs. This is hard to do because I can show you a bunch of Reggie Bush games where he didn't get to run seven times for first downs. And I got a whole list of them, but it's too long to go through because there are two of them that are fourth and somethings, fourth and one, fourth and two,
right,
where he got the call and he got the first down.
Yeah. I forgot about those fourth and ones.
Okay. He did two of them.
You're right.
Two of them.
You're right.
Twice he caught swing passes that I thought were going nowhere fast. And to your point, he went Reggie Bush on a couple of three defenders over on the perimeter. And before I knew it, he's loose for another first down. So there are two more first downs. And then we get to the two game deciding plays. Mm-hmm. And one is third and goal from the five, and he takes a little swing pass, and he makes the play of the night on the pylon. And it's a great athletic burst play. Here it is. And he somehow gets the ball across the plane.
Reggie knows this. When you catch him the swing pass, it's the quarterback. You see when he put that ball? He put it on his right so he can just turn
and
go up the field.
It's a nice throw. I will give you that.
And did you see my homeboy lay out for that first down?
Okay.
With that scramble skip like Superman.
Yeah. Okay. With Bosa on his heels.
Da-da-da-da!
With Bosa on his heels.
Yeah!
So wait, your MVP, your runaway, no doubt MVP, threw two picks in the game, and he lost two. Well, he fumbled twice, but he didn't lose them.
Yeah.
But he was very lucky not to lose either one of them.
He was very lucky to lose.
One of them squirts, the one down on the goal line, squirts backward. It could have gone right over his shoulder and,
But think about what that was, Skip. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that third and 14, third and 13?
It
and
was.
Which he got 12 yards on the scramble?
I'll give you that. But the other one, Bosa gets him, and it was right before the first interception. But Bosa knocks the ball loose, and it just happened to bobble right back up to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then on the next play, he throws an interception. And then on the second interception, he tries, I'm pretty sure, a no-look pass. He does not really look at Tyreek. Mm-hmm. He's looking to his right, and he throws it across body to his left, and he misses Tyreek by a yard behind him, and he pops it up into an interception. I'm just saying, this is your MVP, your no doubt MVP.
Right.
And then who closed the deal? Final nail in the coffin. Listen, Damian Williams, you said you compared it to the John Riggins run, but that was a burst now.
Yeah, that run.
He can run. That's good. The dude ran 4-4. He ran 4-4 coming out of college.
No, I know.
If I'm a running back, I want to play in the Kansas City Chiefs offense because you're never going to see more than five, maybe six guys in the box.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, he does have some Reggie in him. He's got some.
But Skip,
I like him.
And again, I watched him for 2 years at the University of Oklahoma. Unfortunately, mid-second year, he got kicked off the team, which is why he did not get drafted. Mm-hmm. Dolphins signed him as an undrafted free agent. And then, boom, he winds up with Andy Reid, who's taken in all the problem players over the years because Andy says, I'm Father Flanagan. Yeah. I will save their souls.
Yeah, he got a whole wayward football players.
Wayward football players. And Skip, this is another one.
Let me ask you, but if somebody would have told you, says, okay, the 49ers defense, they're going to sack Mahomes four times. They're going to pick him off twice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they winning that game going away.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he was able to overcome. That's why you got to give it to him, Skip.
So, think about this. Damian Williams, on 11 of his 21 touches, they went for first downs or touchdowns. Trust me, that's hard to do.
It is.
It's a lot of work in one night. But it gets overshadowed by my homeboy.
Yeah.
And I'm still saying the third and 15 throw to Tyreek, he just basically, he slung a duck because he got blasted by DeForest Buckner, who's 6 feet, 7 inches tall, and he just sort of whipped it up in the air. And I told Shannon earlier, I'm watching with my wife. I turned to Ernestine. As soon as it left his hand, I said, that's his third pick.
Yeah.
And it just sort of floats down, and Tyreek waved his hand for a fair catch, and he caught it. He turned around backwards and caught it.
I mean, just
this is your MVP that you're telling me.
Yeah,
okay?
he deserved that.
Okay, he made one really big-time throw to Sammy Watkins.
He made a bunch of them. Tyreek.
No.
On the move, Skip, you saw the one he threw, Travis Kelce. Oh, man, Skip. Dude, special. He's special. If you got a deal, the only thing that I hate, he's in the Broncos division for the next decade.
Yeah. Oh. He's so special, you picked the 49ers.
That he got to do.
He's so special, you said Jimmy G was going to be the MVP.
Special. As I posted on my IG, he's still my homeboy.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
So you feel strongly both ways.
Yep.
Okay.
He's the best quarterback in football.
Okay.
I think today you could agree with me, Skip. It's okay to agree. Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. Say it with me.
Until Tom Brady becomes the 49ers quarterback next year.
What?
Then we'll have a whole different conversation.
A whole different discussion.
Tom Brady can play for the 49ers, the Patriots. He can combine the team.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't better than Tom. He ain't gonna ever be better than Pat Mahomes forward. It's
Mahomes
over for him.
Should have beaten him three times.
Big moments just better than Jimmy G. Reggie, so good. Happy today. No mercy. And the
Chiefs are champions for the first time in 50 years, thanks to an incredible fourth quarter comeback by Patrick Mahomes and company to beat the 49ers 31-20. Mahomes threw two TDs in the fourth, and KC became the first team to win after trailing by double digits three times in the same postseason. Former Chiefs DB Orlando Scandrick joining us now. Good to have you with us. Orlando, in your opinion, what was the biggest reason the Chiefs won?
Resilience. I was just waiting for them to turn it on. You know, I had some sizable bets on the Chiefs.
Ooh, did you?
Sizable. I mean, it was just, you just knew it was a matter of time. That team is resilient. That team is put together, like, from top to bottom. When I say top to bottom, even when you look at their, the way that their franchise is structured, from the general manager to the head coach to the quarterback to the last player on their roster, they all love each other. I think they love football. And you know, I had a great time playing there last year, and it's just, it was great to see those guys win a Super Bowl.
So I got to know, how nervous were you after the second interception and San Francisco gets the ball back? How nervous were you about your money?
Oh, man. I don't think I was nervous then. I think one of the nervous points for me was when he gets stripped and he recovers the fumble and makes it into that long third down. But you knew it was only a matter of time. You know, Pat wasn't going to be held down. And that was the same thing last year in the AFC Championship game. We go down 14-0. And then the second half, you know, it was just they can't stop us and they're holding on. And, you know, obviously we couldn't come up with enough stops on defense to get to the Super Bowl. But to see them go in the offseason and really address their needs to make their team better and win a Super Bowl is just, you know, a thing of beauty.
So how much different did that defense look last night to you to the one that you played
on? Way different. Schematically, it looked different.
How?
Schematically?
Yeah.
I mean, they do a lot of different things there.
They went from 43 to a 30. They went from a 34 to a 43.
Oh, absolutely. And then they just show a bunch of different fronts. They got some exotic looks on third downs. Honey Badger has been the world of difference. He's a phenomenal player. You know, I can't, like, speak highly enough about him. And, you know, those Charvarius, Lil Mooney, he grew up really, really quick. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Breland, he really, really helped them. And, you know, getting Thornhill and moving Kendall Fuller.
And they lost
safety.
Thornhill,
Yeah, Fuller was big last night. Mm-hmm. But for the defense, now you see why they gave up those first rounders to get Frank Clark. Because when you get guys, Skip, and you pay them a ton of money, you're like, okay, I need to see, people want to see, well, you had D Ford.
Yeah.
So D Ford and Frank Clark, now you see. He was relentless. He talked, you know, like, I didn't agree with what he said about D Ford. Yeah, it was inexcusable that he lined up offside. But, you know, Frank Clark
lined up offside to start the game, right?
Right on cue.
Yeah.
That was the difference in the ball game. But when you look at Patrick Mahomes, people are like, man, let it play out. I've seen enough. I played football long enough. I've critiqued games long enough. This dude is the real deal. There's not a throw that he can't make. And Skip, a lot of guys can get outside the pocket and can throw the ball, but they got to pull up to do it. There have been very few guys that can wrong foot throws outside of the pocket, can do that for accuracy and for distance, because he can wrong foot it and throw it 50 yards over your head. Mm. He can wrong foot it and be accurate, throw it accurate from sidelines, throw it back across his body. You see so how many times he hit Sammy Watkins, throw him back across his body. Mm-hmm. Hit Kelsey, throw him back across his body. His ability and what he's shown you in the playoffs, oh, man, he ain't going to go nowhere. Guess what? 50 yards rushing against the Texans, 50 yards rushing against the Titans, had 44 minus, ended up with 29, but he had 15 in kneel downs. He's the real, that's the main reason. There's not a whole lot of guys, Skip, that could have done what he did last night, being down to that team and the adversity that they faced, 3rd and 15. There's not a whole lot of people overcoming 3rd and 15 in the Super Bowl, especially being down by 10. Hmm. And once they got that, you're like, it's just meant to be. Skip, I mean, you're not supposed to get 3rd and 15.
When you got Pat, you are. I think that it's that baseball background is what allows him to, what's more impressive is he can just release the ball from so many different angles, and he's comfortable. And, you know, I remember sitting watching the game last night, and at the beginning, his feet, you know, he doesn't have great footwork. You know, nobody says he's a technician.
Right.
He just wasn't comfortable, and they were around him, and I think he was kind of feeling things. But that 3rd and 15 is all about the flow of the game, and he knew he was going to get hit. And just saying that Tyreek's wide open, I'm going to get hit, so may as well make this throw.
So I believe that my man Orlando Scandrick should send 10% of his winnings to Kyle Shanahan today. Because he is the biggest reason you won your bet last night.
I disagree.
Oh, stop it.
I mean,
This is all time. I gave Kyle a break for what happened against New England.
But Pat makes that throw to Tyreek nine times out of ten.
Right.
He doesn't throw
interceptions. We're going to talk in depth about that in just a minute, so I'm going to leave that leg.
I'm talking about the one that he missed. The one that he misses on third down that he throws a little.
Yeah,
nine times out of ten, he makes that throw.
But the interception.
You told me he's talking about the interception.
Yeah, he makes that throw. And, you know, they get points right there. I don't know about Kyle Shanahan's clock management.
He threw it a yard behind Tyreek. He was trying to pull off a no look. He's looking right, throwing it this way.
Nine times out of ten, he makes it.
Well, that was the one time out of ten that he didn't. He threw it so far behind him, he tips it up into an interception. And you were cooked at that point.
Never.
And you thought it. You're on TV now saying, I knew I had this. But you didn't know you had this.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't.
Because the 49ers had been running the ball down the throats of that new look defense.
Have you ever seen anybody win a game in three quarters?
No, I haven't. But I saw the San Francisco 49ers run for 109 in three quarters. And I saw Deebo Samuel go flat out Deebo on your defense, your new look defense, because they had no answer.
Yeah, they did run for 109. But a lot of those plays were, they weren't just running plays. They were misdirection.
Well, That's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's their MO. It's a lot of bells and whistles. It's smoke and mirrors. It's motion and misdirection.
It's
sis boom ba.
Gimmick.
Yeah. Okay, but it works.
No, it didn't.
You know, Honey Badger said after the game, really, it's a real simple offense. You just have to ignore all the stuff that's happening, and then it happens, right? Then you wait till the snap.
It works until it doesn't work.
Okay, well, it worked for three quarters, and it didn't work because you didn't try to make it work when you got the ball back first and 10 at the 20. So the essence of this game was that Kyle Shanahan decided that Jimmy G could outplay Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter. That's what happened.
Wait. Are we talking about the last drive?
We're talking about they had the ball twice in a row. They got it twice in a row. They got it off the interception, and then they got it after
the
2017
touchdown. And then they went play action on first down. Mm-hmm. He missed. They ran it on second down.
This is the second time they had
it. They ran it on second down.
They got Mostert for five, then they got Kittle.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay, the first time they had the ball, they went Mostert for six.
Six. Mm-hmm.
And then we've used it twice already, but Troy Aikman said, they're going to run the ball right down their throats if they let them. And right on schedule, he throws it to Kittle. He throws it low, and Kittle made a nice scoop off the carpet.
Okay, good call.
And then here we go, Garoppolo, punt. And then
When you pay somebody like you pay Garoppolo, at some point you got to expect him to do his job too, right?
Sure.
Right, Shannon?
Yeah, but I'm saying at that point in time, there'll be a time he's done his job. Against New Orleans, when you're down 20-7, he did his job. When you needed two third and 16th against the Rams, he did his job. Against Arizona. But you get that a lot, Skip, and that's the question that your Cowboys are going to run into. Why are you going to pay Dak $38 million or $35, $38 million, and then you still got a $15 million running back? Do you really need both of those?
Mm.
Because if you got a $15 million back, you should be able to get away with a $20 million quarterback.
Okay.
So
I'm not being 2020 hindsight hypocrite here. Mm-hmm. I do not trust Jimmy G, and I never have. He is Jimmy interception to me. He's going to throw you maybe three a game. You got to catch him if he throws them to you. Mm-hmm. He'd thrown one that was just an eyesore of an interception in the first half. I'm not even sure who he was throwing it to. He threw it to Breland.
Yes.
Right? And that's the only reason that was a close game at halftime, and you were lucky there. And then Kyle Shanahan, for some reason, does not use his timeouts at the end of the half, and then you get a call that should have been made.
I think that he don't use his timeouts because they was going on to third and 10. Andy shouldn't have called a timeout right there if you really want to talk about it.
Right.
And it wouldn't even have been close. They would have just went into halftime.
You got a big break on the offensive push by Kittle because
that's illegal.
Okay, it is illegal, but that ball, he didn't need to do it. He already had the advantage, and that was the one good throw Garoppolo made the whole night. And if he catches it, you're in more trouble because that's
sound like we're talking like a whole lot of ifs.
Yeah.
A whole lot of ifs.
You're doing a whole lot of, I knew I had it all along.
Drinking that little Douce, huh?
Yeah.
But you got to give my homeboy some credit. I mean, he the real deal. I've been trying to tell you this for 2 years.
Shanahan gave it to Mostert four times in the fourth quarter and no Deebo. You didn't have to deal with Deebo one time in the fourth quarter. He is the new beast mode of receivers. He is a handful. You would not have wanted to tackle Deebo.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Am I right?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He feeling good. He got a little money in the pocket. He's a good player.
You know,
he's feeling good.
But, I mean, I don't think that he reminds me of a Percy Harvin type player. Now, for you to just crown
Percy
him.
Percy Harvin?
You don't
Percy
remember
Harvin's
Percy
about
Harvin?
Half his size.
No
I know
way.
Percy
Are
Harvin.
Are you kidding me? Not half his size.
I know Percy Harvin.
You remember what Percy Harvin did in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I remember what he did to my Oklahoma Sooners in the national championship
game. Yeah, I mean, that's what he is. I mean, he's a jack. I mean, you throw it to him. I mean, he's not the most technically sound route runner.
Like 230 or I don't know.
I don't know if he's 230.
I'm thinking about 215.
215.
I don't know.
About 205.
Yeah.
Oh, but he runs like he's 250.
That's how Debo runs like beast mode.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at the trunk people.
Yeah. He's going to be a good player in this league for a long time. Mm. And I'm sorry that they didn't use him. Bank don't care about that.
You got your money. You at least send Kyle a bouquet.
I want to know how much now.
Bank don't care nothing
about
that.
You had a good night. You had a good night. And never doubted it either.
No mercy.
And less than an hour after the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in 50 years, both Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill said that the wait for another Super Bowl win wouldn't be nearly as long. And Kelce told reporters, quote, "The dynasty is just starting." Look, I know they're excited here, but Shannon, is he right?
Well, they have all the pieces. They have Kelce under contract. They have Tyreek under contract. We don't know what's going on with Sammy Watkins, Skip. I think he has a $21 million cap hit. I'm sure they would want him back, but at a much lower reduced rate. But when you have that big piece, you know what I'm saying, Skip? That old big piece of chicken. Now, old granddaddy got that. Everybody could, you got the wing, you got the drumstick, maybe the short thigh. But the big breast, Popeye got that. You didn't bother that piece. That big piece of chicken in Kansas City is 15. And when you have him, you know what the floor is? The playoffs. Mm. That's the floor. The ceiling is you saw last night. Mm. Punctuation in Miami. Hard Rock Stadium. What's the name of that stadium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Hard Rock. Mm. Roll the dice.
They got it done. Mm.
Pay the man, Skip. Mm. Yes, they have the pieces. And with him, you're always going to have a chance. But a lot of things is predicated on what, Skip? Injury. Because if you get that guy hurt, you ain't going, there ain't no dynasty. Mm. It's like Tom Brady. The reason why Tom Brady and the Patriots were able to keep this thing going, with the exception of 1 year, Tom Brady is every Sunday, every Monday, Tom Brady is trotted out there on the field. And when you got Tom Brady, you got a chance. Same with my homeboy. As long as he stays healthy, they got a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
So speaking of Hard Rock, you were between a rock and a hard place with your pick of this game. Because I'm going to remind everybody one more time.
You don't need to do
today,
this.
You picked the 49ers.
I know.
Are so sold on my homeboy. You picked Jimmy G to be the MVP of last night's Super Bowl.
Sorry,
way to go.
You're not going to live
so
this
you,
down.
So you can't claim it today. Uh-oh. You can't gloat about it. You can claim it next year.
I can claim it. What about tomorrow?
No.
Tomorrow.
Sorry. Those fans are not going to forget.
They still love me.
So I'm going to give in to this today just because it's time to congratulate Andy Reid. It's time to congratulate Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek and Kelce and blah, 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 because they are loaded. And their defense was much improved. Mm-hmm. And it held up when it had to hold up last night.
Yep.
And I give you all that. And it appears they are positioned to become dynastic. It's hard to do.
It is.
Because all year long, there was this team in Baltimore that looked like a prohibitive favorite to me. And Lamar Jackson wasn't just the MVP. He was the unanimous MVP, and he should have been.
Correct.
And he played better last football season, this past regular season, than Patrick Mahomes played. And Baltimore was too good for its own good, and it was forced to take almost 3 weeks off before it had to play a dangerous
Titans
game.
No, they weren't forced to. John Harbaugh.
Well, okay. Well, but I'm saying, you can go. We both said you got to play him a little bit.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
But he went rust over rest, right? Or rest over rust, I guess you'd say. But anyway, it's a bad situation to be put in because he said, I'm not going to risk it, and 3 weeks later, we had to risk it against the Titans because they were not right. They were not ready.
Right.
The Titans were ready to play that game.
Right.
And they ran it right down their throats, and you know the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. But Baltimore ain't going away.
Right.
They're going to be there.
Skip, the thing that's in their favor currently right now is what? Pat Mahomes on his rookie contract. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that balloon payment is coming due, Skip.
It's about
to be. The biggest thing is re-signing Chris Jones.
Yep.
They got to do something with him. I think all the other pieces, Honey Badger has a large cap number. They might restructure, add a year, and give him some of that money. But you got to get Chris Jones. Now, after next season, when that big balloon payment of $200 million with $120, $130 million fully guaranteed comes due, that changes things.
Okay, I got it. But just for perspective, That Kansas City team lost back-to-back home games this year. That Kansas City team got every break in the playoffs thanks to the Titans upsetting Baltimore and knocking New England out. And all of a sudden, they got to play two home games as the two seed.
They'd win New England, beat New England.
Well, I don't think they would have, but that's just a whole other issue. Yeah, they went up there and barely won with three bad calls during the regular season. And, 23-16.
And my homeboy didn't play that great.
Okay.
You know, he
didn't play that great all year.
Stop it.
The truth, well,
stop
he didn't.
It. Stop saying that.
We never even talked about him as an MVP candidate.
Skip, he got hurt. And once he got hurt, you know, once you get hurt, you get out the running. Because we saw a walk it to him. He was the clear MVP front runner until he got hurt.
Okay, so that team I just watched fall behind 24-0 to a 10-6 Texans team, and then fall behind 17-7 to a 9-7 Titans team.
And fall behind by 10 points to what? Okay. Well, how good was the 49ers?
Dynasty, I guess so.
You never know. Can we be happy for Andy Reid?
Yeah, I guess
so. First season as an NFL coach, he finally got that win.
I'm a homeboy.
And you can tell just how excited everyone was for him. That was a second season.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.